Hi, my name's Anna. I'm 19 years old and I'm currently studying in my first year at the University of Exeter. From August 2013, I spent 12 months living as a volunteer English teacher at a blind boarding school in India with a Scottish charity called Project Trust. I suffer from type 1 diabetes and normally use an insulin pump to keep my blood sugars under control, but during my year away, I was medicating for around 5 or 6 injections a day. I decided to undertake a gap year because I didn't feel that I was ready for life at university and was looking for a chance to push myself and find my independence. Living and volunteering abroad just seemed like a brilliant way to achieve this. I felt like a long-term project was a much more worthwhile idea than just travelling because I could learn about the culture from the inside, getting an insight into the language and making some real friends, rather than just getting a very fleeting glimpse as I whisked by. I decided to go abroad with Project Trust, so I attended one of their selection weeks on the Isle of Cull, in the Outer Scottish Hebrides, hurling Highland cattle and learning to ceilidh dance, which was definitely an experience. I was chosen and set about fundraising the £5,400 that Project Trust require, as well as around £1,000 for my own personal travel. I set about raising this mainly through raffles, sponsored events, part-time work and a lot of help from family and friends. I raised the money in about 8 months and was really pleasantly surprised how easy fundraising was. When people know you're raising money for a good cause, they're very willing to help. On one memorable occasion, I received an anonymous £500 from a gentleman at my local gym after we got chatting about Project Trust. I spent 12 months working as an English teacher at my blind school in Hyderabad, India. Most of my time was spent teaching the very young classes, aged around 3 or 4, as well as providing a source of social care in the evenings, such as taking Scottish dance classes and directing the school nativity. I also travelled across India in my holiday time, riding elephants in Kerala, paragliding in the Himalayas and visiting the Taj Mahal with other Project Trust volunteers. My accommodation was a single room with 2 beds, which I shared with my PT partner, and we were living full-time on site with 500 blind students. When I started considering a gap year, the first thing I did was call Project Trust and make sure that I would be able to go away, taking my diabetes into account, especially as my mum and dad were very worried. We decided that it would be possible for me to participate, but only if certain safety measures were followed, such as my attending an urban project, so I'd have a local hospital access and as close to constant electricity. I need 24/7 electricity to be able to store my insulin, and it's kind of difficult to maintain this in India, so finding an urban project was definitely a better fit for me. Project Trust has a fantastic support system for its volunteers, where all volunteers are provided with a desk officer in the UK, so we always had someone to contact if I was having any kind of health concern or any other kind of problem. My local Indian community were very cautious about my diabetes, I think it's fair to say, always asking if I'd taken my medicine that day and insisting I needed to go and lie down. Giving my medicine in public was a huge problem. I often had strangers trying to take my photo or trying to touch my arms when I was actually injecting, which I found very difficult. In general, my blood sugars remained quite well controlled up until about halfway through my year, when I started having sleep problems, such as sleepwalking or not being able to wake up before about 4 p.m. And that wasn't just me being a slobby student. But this was all resolved pretty quickly, and everyone at the school was very accommodating whenever there was a problem. My charity made my school completely aware of my medical condition, and they made every effort to make me feel safe and welcome, and I always did. I received a lot of attention outside of the school generally. Both myself and my partner were the only white people we saw in pretty much the entire city, which was quite intimidating at first, but then you get used to the attention, you realise that it's generally friendly and that people are just curious. My main advice to others who have a disability and are considering taking a gap year would be, don't see yourself as any different, go after what you want. Just try and be brave and passionate and approach everything with an open mind. And in some cases, you need to make allowances for a disability like I did. But generally, that's just for the best. And it means that you have a better experience overall. So don't kind of see it as a negative. If you do decide to take a year away, I would emphasise the importance of incorporating some kind of project into your time rather than just travelling. And that's whether you have a disability or not. Like, I made my best friends at my school and fell in love with my students, a lot of whom I'm still very close to. My year at Devnagar gave me foreign language schools, taught me to cook, how to appreciate another culture, as well as giving me bags of confidence and the ability to stand on my own two feet, which has been really useful now I'm at university. It's honestly one of the best things I've ever done, and I would encourage anyone, disability or no disability, to just grab the opportunity with both hands and run for it. Now I'm back in the UK, I'm studying for a degree in cultural anthropology. I'm in my first year. I'm still very close with some of my students and many of the teachers from my school. I write regular Braille letters to two of my 10th class girls in particular every other week. As a result of my gap year, I now hope to become a teacher for hearing and sighted impaired children in the future, which I'm very excited about.